calls it the latest in a long series of witch hunts. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Former President Trump speaking for the first time hours after it was announced that special counsel has been appointed to oversee federal investigations into Trump.
We're not going to let these atrocious abuses continue. We can't. As a party, we can't. And as a nation, we can't. We're going to stand up to these tyrants and we're going to take away their power. And we're going to restore government for the people.
Fox's David Spunt with details on the special counsel.
Jack Smith is a former U.S. attorney known by colleagues to be a straight shooter, praised by both sides of the aisle. He'll look at the entire investigation into classified material seized from Mar-a-Lago in August by the FBI. Out of roughly 11,000 documents, about 100 are classified, according to court documents.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said he appointed a special counsel after Trump announced his intention to run for president and President Biden's intent to run for re-election. Just over 11 years in prison for disgraced Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes after she was convicted in January of swindling investors out of millions after she claimed her company had invented a medical device that could detect a multitude of illnesses from a simple blood test. She could have gotten up to 20 years in prison. The White House asking the Supreme Court to intervene after some Republican groups have sued the administration over the student loan forgiveness program.
We are confident in our legal authority to carry out this program, and we won't let these baseless lawsuits stop us either.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she calls the plan critical breathing room that many middle-class families were looking forward to. Today's show, weather forecaster Al Roker says he's recovering after he was hospitalized last week for blood clots in his leg and lung. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An Ohio man has been sentenced for federal crime stemming from the Capitol riot.
A federal judge sentenced Dustin Byron Thompson to 3 years in prison, saying he couldn't understand how someone with a college degree could go, quote, down the rabbit hole and believe so much in a lie. Thompson had claimed he was following orders from former President Donald Trump when he stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, stealing a coat rack and a bottle of bourbon in the process. It took a jury less than 3 hours to find him guilty of obstruction and other charges in April. During the trial, Thompson admitted joining the mob attack, said he regretted his, quote, disgraceful behavior, and that he believed the former president's false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In Colorado, Democrat Adam Frisch has conceded in his tight U.S. House race against Republican Lauren Boebert in a race that will likely head to a recount. Frisch said that he supports the recount, but that it would be unrealistic to think that it would flip enough votes for him to win. An airbag issue prompts the recall of some Tesla models.
Some 30,000 Tesla Model X cars are being recalled because their front passenger airbags may deploy incorrectly during some low-speed crashes. The issue, a calibration of a restraint control module or set of sensors, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The fix is an over-the-air software update. Last week, the electric vehicle maker recalled over 40,000 Model S and Model X vehicles due to the risk of experiencing a loss of power steering assist when driving on rough roads or after hitting a pothole. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The Berlin Zoo has shut its doors to visitors due to a case of avian flu among one of its aquatic birds. A medium-sized wading bird that had died last week tested positive for the disease following a routine check. The zoo says it will remain closed as a precautionary measure. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.